All right, you guys, this is another commute episode. Me and Clint here, traveling down the sunny road. And we have to give a special shout out to Clint's mom, at least I do. Thank you for making that rhubarb jam, because you're making a fat guy happy. It is good stuff. I'm sorry, but the jam is really good. I had to mention that. So, what we were talking about. Oh, so we found a company that does like dungeons and maps, and it's kind of a gaming thing that comes out every month. I don't know if you guys have heard of things where they do the monthly boxes. Like, they do it for all sorts of stuff, anime, survival. There's all sorts of companies that do those monthly boxes, right? Yeah.
Why, this is a makeup one.
Yeah, this one is, it's maps and figures, and so every month, basically, you'd have a new game or a new chapter or whatever to play with your group, but it always goes back to the beginning, so it's kind of an interesting concept, I think. What do you think, Clint?
Yeah, no, it's a good idea. If you really do fantasy gaming, any fantasy gaming, really, not just like Dungeons and Dragons or Pathfinder, but any, it's a good supplement to have.
I was going to say, this looks to me like it's not fixed in either one. You can do whatever, basically. But you get miniatures with it, too. So,
yeah.
I just thought that was pretty interesting. There's a lot of things in the gaming world changing. Well, you got that, and in the video game world, you got the Stadia from Google. That's probably going to shake up things. There's all sorts of things happening in the gaming world these days. So, which is nice to see different things coming up. So, instead of the same old, same old. But you said you had something you wanted to talk about there, Clint.
Oh, wow. I always got gaming stuff to talk about, but new updates from Ares on the new stuff. It's still coming.
Still waiting on that.
I do see there's a little more activity on the Wings of Glory stuff. People are starting to clamor to get planes and everything, and a few people are getting back into it from the Facebook page. I can see that that's... their buy-sell-trade stuff is kind of diminishing on the selling and more the buying. A lot of people looking for more rare stuff. Let's see, more eBay popping up for that. I've been giving you the War Machine stuff, so that nothing really new there. That's normal there, but...
Yeah, you've been on the War Machine stuff here just lately, so Clint picked me up a book. It's a bunch of factions in there. It's about all the factions, or a couple,
the
or
five main factions, including so the there are other factions now, but that book's old enough that it just covers the five main. It was just cheap and easy enough for you to kind of get a feel for what the game is. Plus, you've got the current rule book in its mini form without spending a lot of money. So,
yeah, well, that works. That works.
I think War Machine, as it goes by itself, you guys will appreciate the rule system and enjoy the game. It's just a bit of a financial outlay. It's not a terrible fight. It's not a 40K financial outlay, but it is a little bit of a financial outlay. But it is something you can also build over time.
Yeah, but life is a financial outlay, yeah, because you're always paying bills. You're always... So I've talked to people who go, oh, yeah, you know, I went out drinking the other night, and they spent $300 on the group, you know, and you're like, that's great, I'm not knocking it if you want to go out and have a good time, but those same people go, you spent $40 on a game? And I'm literally going, you spent $300 on alcohol that you can't game with. The next day it ends up in the toilet. I can game with, you know, so
yeah.
A lot of it's perspective. You're going to spend money anyways, and if you're going to spend it on something you like, then it doesn't matter. Man, these towers are popping up everywhere you drive.
No, that's...
So, can't even go on a country drive. But anyways, we're out and about, and that's my day off today here, so I gotta get back to work tomorrow. So, fun. Not all of us can live the life of one of our dedicated, loyal listeners out there. Her name is Ivory.
Yeah.
We call her Ivory because she lives in Ivory Towers, and she has so much money, she doesn't know what to do. Right, Ivory?
Yeah.
I hope she doesn't find me and smack me upside the head, Clint.
You know she will.
So at some point, I'll be walking in the store, and wham, this book will hit me in the back of the head, and I'll be like, I don't even have to look. It'll be Ivory. So, but yeah, I don't know. we have some interesting little conversations sometimes. So, but I thought that monthly dungeon thing was kind of cool. Yeah. Or I call it a dungeon thing because you get a map and all that.
Yeah. You get little scenarios. It is really cool.
Well, maybe there'll be more other companies trying the same thing for maybe other different types. I don't know. You got all sorts of different type of tabletop miniature games going on. That
yeah.
It could be one of many things that they could do.
Let's see. We have the next new update for Fallout Wasteland Warfare. Talking about the new wall sections and... Sounds like there's going to be a bit more. Nothing new on the RPG front yet, but still.
What do you mean, the wall section?
Oh, yeah, there's the industrial walls from the game. There's also the garbage walls from the game. But they've been releasing those. I'm waiting for the.
As terrain for?
Yeah, as terrain pieces.
Oh, I didn't know they were doing that.
We got an updated email on that one that they're available to order now. And there's,
that would be cool.
I looked through their store just to kind of see what's there. And I bet you 60 to 70% of the stuff in their store is marked as sold out.
Well, yeah, because Fallout's usually popular, and adding the terrain pieces, I could see them selling out on that. What I'd like to do with the Fallout game, we have, I'd like to get a good map.
Yeah.
Game plane map, you know, the in-frame type of map.
Yeah.
So I'm not knocking the paper map that it comes with this detail, but it's really hard to game on it, you know. So,
yeah, you can buy the Red Rockets map separately. It's always sold out. I wonder why, because it's a heavy neoprene map. It's an excellent map.
That's the one that came with your Red Rocket,
right?
Red
Rocket Station. You can buy it separate for like 40, which is about half the price of the Red Rocket Station. You almost should invest the other 40.
Red Rocket. Yeah.
Other than the legs holding up the rocket being kind of chintzy. Not too pleased with that. Other than that, that's my only beef with it. I'll fix that eventually.
I'm just wondering, maybe you didn't kind of get one that wasn't made quite right, because some of these people, and my luck goes that way too, but I did notice that quite a few people, they just whip that thing together, and it's... I think if it was me, though, once I put the Red Rocket together and I figured out, okay, this is how it's going to go, I think I would glue it as I go, so that it is a solid piece. And I don't think I would be taking that thing apart all the time. Because where I think you'd have a problem.
That's why I have that wood base. Once I get it fixed, it's just going to get glued down to that wood base, and that's going to be that. I'll trim the base so that it just fits around the confines of the building itself, and we can still use the neoprene mat with it. It just will be a little more stable for the building.
Yeah, I think... Well, it's really nicely done, so... When I say it's made out of, like, thick cardboard, boy, looking at it's super detailed right down to the rust. It's nicely done. It's not that. It's just Clint's eye is, for some reason, a little difficult to put together. So
the funny thing, so the rocket and the pumps come unpainted, and I wanted a true red. So the funny thing is, of all the red colors that I have, of all the different brands of red gaming paint I have, do you know what color of red I found works the best?
No, what?
The Vallejo line for the Gundam models.
The Vallejo... Well, it wouldn't surprise me, because Vallejo is really good paint, so...
Mm-hmm. That comes out with the perfect red, and then you just do your wash and then your rust detail over it to make it look rusty, and you're pretty much set.
Huh.
But, yeah...
I didn't know it come unpainted. I seen the box, and I seen your stuff as you took it out. It's pretty nice. I mean, I don't know if you're going to... If you like Fallout, there's no point in buying just the map. If you like the Red Rocket, then that whole station comes with it. It looks really nice. So,
and they're supposed to, some of the external components, like the armor station, they're going to release in resin eventually instead of the cardboard component. And then the crates are just, standard crates. You can get those anywhere in resin.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that make crates, I noticed. You can get those online, different companies and individuals, so. But that would add a nice... I'll have to get to their website and take a look at it, because I'd like to see what all they have. I actually got to get the rest of the figures painted, because I got the Miniman set, but I've got to just put it together and paint finance it. So
we got to finish the Brotherhood stuff.
Well, yeah, yours is all the Brotherhood is still, right? So
we got to finish those. Oh, ah, I couldn't think what it was. One of the things with the new expansion that that email included were weapons for your figures. So it's just the guns.
Well, then how are they going to do the figures? I mean, the figures come with them, don't they?
Yeah, you just cut off the figure, that the gun that the figure's carrying, and glue on the new one.
Oh, okay.
So there's pistols, rifles, a couple shotguns, some melee weapons. You just change it over. But it's just the resin-based weapons. It's not any of the modified weapons, just the base weapons. Like the mallet, you know, the hammer, the long hammer, the 10-millimeter pistol. Just a way for you to swap stuff around. So you have to do a little kit bashing. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, people like that, though.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that would like that, so.
I'm one of them, yes. Very much so.
That'll work. That is that something that's released now, or is that something
that's
working on?
Yeah, I think it's out now. It was just part of the terrain stuff. I just couldn't remember what the other piece was.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll have to go check out the website later and just see what they got in their store there, because the terrain stuff would be kind of cool. Like I said already, I'm just going to have to throw down some money for the map, because I don't care for the paper map. It's got creases, and it just doesn't lay flat. It's nice, super detailed, like high quality, highly detailed, but it's still not a neoprene map, and I prefer that. That's my preference.
And there are a lot of companies out that make neoprene mats that are reasonably priced. Some of them are huge.
Well, I found one that says their maps are for Warhammer and Fallout, because it's like cracked ground, so I can see where it would go for either one. And they're big. They're like 4x8-foot maps for
huge.
$36. Now, I ordered one for other games with the 1-inch grid on it, just to see how they would come out, but they're extremely thin. So I cut this one with the razor blade down to fit the table, and basically, you can customize it, but I'm not sure if I'd buy from them again just because it's so thin. I'm telling you, it's nicely detailed, but it's vinyl, but it's thin. So I prefer the mouse pad material. I'd rather pay the extra money and have something that's gonna last. You know, you're gonna be dead before the map gives out. I mean, you'd have to really work hard on destroying the map. It's gonna last you decades, so. Not like it's going anywhere. But that's something that I'll have to do. So, Clint, any other ideas? Or you look deep in thought. I'm not sure.
I had a funny thought while these vehicles were passing us.
Oh.
We need a little turn-on, little light-up sign to put in the back window that said podcasting in session.
Oh.
Turn it on when we're podcasting.
Drive safely, podcasting in progress.
That'd be kind of funny.
That's what we should do, yeah. Don't ask why those two guys are seemingly talking to themselves.
Yeah.
It's because they're not.
Nope.
Now work, you can ask us that. That's okay, but...
Yeah, no. They kind of just expect that anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
So...
But that would be interesting to put it on the car, just to see people's reactions. I bet they'd slow down and drive past us, and people would turn their heads like, oh, are they podcasting? Yes, we are. Hmm. Yes, we are.
We definitely need the website logo on the car, too, at that point.
Well, I'd like to do some more of that stuff. Just, I think some of the people that have gotten into, like, their own channels and stuff, I mean, there's some money involved. It takes money. It's...
Yeah.
Everything is money this, money that. Good mics is money, you know. It's like the guys with the YouTube channels. I'd love to be able to do more, but then I find out after doing some research, most of them are using cameras that run $1,600 to about $3,000, and then they'll have 4 or 5 of them. So I don't necessarily have...
Yeah, speaking of that.
$5,000 to throw down, you know.
Thank you for reminding me of that. So I've been doing a little research on our camera end.
Okay.
So once I'm back to stable income again...
You can get off here if you want.
Yeah, not a bad idea. Once I'm back to stable income again, I've been doing some research on the Sony Alpha cameras. Okay. So the one Alpha line, the A6000, I believe, is the one I looked at. It's going to do everything we want it to do. It's going to automatically come with a small lens, which is really all we need. We don't need the zoom lens. We don't need a lot of the extra photo equipment. Small camera body. It's basically a DSLR camera. Oh, look, Greg, a Safe Flight van.
Hey, someone's getting a windshield.
Yep. yeah. So they showed me this at the camera shop, and I did a little research online for this particular Sony. I think it's going to do everything we want. It is on the list of the top 10 recommended vlogging cameras for beginners.
Oh, okay. And how much is it, though?
$600.
Oh, okay. That's not...
And that's
well,
the camera, the battery, the charger, the lens.
That's not too bad compared, yeah.
No, I'm thinking that's what I said. When my finances stabilize a little bit, I think we'll just go down to the Photo Pro over here and just buy one. And, I mean, we can use the video camera that Mom gave us. That'll work for a while. In fact, we could still use it even with. But I think down the road, we should really look at that that Sony.
Yeah, we need something that when you have... See, guys, like what we want to do is you can just go ahead and do video blogging with your phone. But see, with us, that's not going to work because if there's three or four of us sitting at a table and we're trying to videotape a game but so that people can see our faces or interact or whatever, that is a lot different. I mean, it's more like putting a show, not... What can I say? I mean, you got cheap web cameras and a laptop, so, you know, you can open up your laptop or your monitor and you can do your own little video blog right there, or you could do it off your cell phone. And, you know, I mean, things like that, but not to do what we're doing. So when you're doing, like, interviews and that kind of stuff, the things we want to do, it's going to be a little more. And then there are those that do some of their shows, and when you look at what they've got, well, they've been on YouTube for a long time. They have a lot of sponsors. They make a lot of money. They don't have a problem throwing $5,000 or $10,000 at equipment because they have it. You know, just look at some of these guys. They give away a lot of stuff. You know what I mean? Like one guy, I'm not going to mention names, but anyways, he gives out thousands of dollars and stuff to his listeners and to the people in there because he has the money to give back, which is cool. I would do the same thing. You know, that's only fair. But to get to somewhere where we just don't have that money, that's the problem. Like, I can't spend more on a camera than I make on a paycheck, or you get a paid bill. So you'll have to forgive us. We're trying to do the best we can with literally what we have. Sadly, it wouldn't take maybe $1,500, $2,000. Not very much. We would have to, you know, if we had that, then we could get some better equipment. It's not that it requires a lot these days. It's just when you don't have it, you don't have it. So.
Indeed.
Indeed, that is correct.
All we can do is keep trying with what we got and what we can acquire and go from there.
Yep, that's what we're going to do. And all we can suggest to you guys is just keep having fun. May as well have some fun in life. You know, you got to. Now, not everybody should have as much fun as you, Clint. Non-stop, 24/7 fun. It might be too much. Every single night in a jacuzzi with your music and stuff, you just too much relaxation. It's not good for you, sir.
Yeah.
Need to slow down.
I'll try to calm it down a little.
Yeah.
Maybe every now and then I'll go, you know, do some physical labor or something, and you know.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, just mix it up a bit.
Sure. Why not?
Yeah. Yeah. Why not? Speaking of mixing it up, thank you, Clint's mom, for the jam. It's good. It's good. So. See, simple things in life. That was almost a canned response from you, wasn't it, Clint?
Almost.
Okay, before we get on to the bad, terribly bad jokes, we'll...
Yeah, it's starting to degrade fast. Yeah, that's true.
That's what happens with us, so we appreciate you guys listening. Please follow us. Spread the word. If you like it, let us know. And again, we're asking if you guys want to hear about certain things, let us know. I mean... just put it in the comments and let us know. Yep. Or
yeah, we could actually do dedicated episodes to stuff.
Yeah, we're somebody wants to suggest something.
We
will
at this point
definitely do that. Well, but that's okay. That's what makes us different. We're not, you know, sterilized, whatever, in one direction. You know what I mean? Like,
no, but I wish I had their money.
Well, yes, oh. but we have a little bit of variety, and ours is just, I mean,
wow,
this is the way it is.
That one kept right on going. That was pretty impressive.
Eh.
One Direction is a band.
It's yes,
a
I know. Band. I kept from commenting.
Yeah,
I just like I heard that. And here we go.
Yep.
This isn't. This was supposed to be a podcast on gaming, not boy bands and other things. And yeah.
Well, I'm definitely no subject matter expert there.
So we'll have to do a gamer's musical episode maybe one day.
That creepy looking concrete building is not your storm shelter.
What?
That creepy little concrete building back there.
No, that's okay. Not. And by the way, that tells me you're not looking at the road. Shame. Shame on you, Clint.
I was also not moving because we were kind of stopped.
Yeah,
I could point out the creepy looking concrete building.
Ladies and gentlemen, he stopped in the middle of the road to stare at a building.
I stopped in the middle of a driveway. Yeah.
No, this isn't a driveway. This is a road.
This isn't really a
through
road.
Through the housing tract here, so.
Yeah, the road with almost no traffic.
Anyway. Now we're nitpicking points.
Yes.
All right. Are. Thank you for being part of our little group out there, you guys. Please sign up with the YouTube channel. Give us some suggestions. Our Facebook group has now got a couple dozen people in it. Mm-hmm. So
that is
join it and talk about whatever games you'd like. It doesn't matter if it's video games or table games or miniatures or anything. Dungeons and Dragons, whatever you want to talk about, you're more than welcome. Would you like to say anything there, Clint?
No, I think you covered it.
Like a blanket, we got this covered.
Yep.
All right.
Now we're going to go play some Kill Team.
Yes, that's what we're going to do now, since it's my day off, is we're going to end this, and then we finally got back to the house here, but because we had to go get coffee, because it's coffee, you know, we do with gaming. So we're back. We're going to play some Kill Team. You guys have a good day. We are out. Thank you, Klitzbaum.